What I want to know is, number one, what did you learn? Now, I know this isn't necessarily easy, but it is worth doing. What did you learn about yourself if you hung in there and you went step by step and really rehearsed, you know, went over in your head and pretended that you were trying to get somebody to portray you as an actor and take you through the steps so they could get in the same state? What did you learn about what you do? First of all, I hope you learned that you are the creator, that you're the one that's sourcing this emotion in your body, and you're doing it with some very specific actions. In other words, you don't get any result in your body or your mind without some action preceding it. You know, there's a great book that I hope you'll pick up. If you haven't already read it, you probably have, but it's a book called As a Man Thinketh. And I want to read you a quote out of it because I just love it. This book is fabulous. It really reinforces what we're talking about here. It says, "Man is made or unmade by himself. In the armory of thought, he forges the weapons by which he destroys himself. He also fashions the tools with which he builds for himself heavenly mansions of joy, strength, and peace. By the right choice and true application of thought, man ascends to divine perfection. By the abuse and wrong application of thought, he descends below the level of the beast. Between these two are all the grades of character, and man is their maker and master. Of all the beautiful truths pertaining to the soul, none is more gladdening or fruitful of divine promise and confidence than this, that man is the master of thought, the molder of character, and the maker and shaper of condition, environment, and destiny." My message to you is simple. I want you to take these kinds of inspirational thoughts and make them practical and real. For years, I read hundreds and hundreds of books that inspired me, and I got all emotional, but I didn't do anything with it. That's what this bizarre style of talking to you is all about. I want to make sure that you don't just get an idea, but that you use it. If all you did is get one idea and you apply it, now you have some power. And the power is in understanding how our own minds work. Not just knowing that we're in control. That is step one. Knowing that we're the shapers of our own destiny and character and the life that we feel and experience daily. But also knowing how. See, I don't want to just know why questions, like, why does this happen to me? I want to know, how do I do this? How do I make it happen? And I want you to discover that as well. Does this make sense? So if you didn't do the exercise thoroughly, do it some more in more detail. Let's go to the second step, though. I want you now to have some fun. And the fun is, I want you to now in your success journal to write down 5 positive emotions that you experience on an ongoing basis. In other words, 5 emotions that if I picked any week out of a hat, you probably experience this positive emotion at least once or twice a week. In other words, what are some of your habitual empowering emotions? Okay, and we want to find out what are the rituals behind them. So what are some of those emotions? Maybe love, maybe generosity, maybe the feelings of contribution, maybe feeling powerful or effective or competent or successful or happy or joyous or sympathetic or connected. I don't know. Obviously, I seem to have more of these than the old list. These flow a little easier because these are more of the emotions that flow for me. But what are they for you? What are some of those empowering emotions you feel every single week? Grateful, whatever it is. Jot them down now, stop the tape, and you got 2 steps to this exercise. Step one is come up with 5 empowering emotions you experience on an ongoing basis that enhance your life. Step two is describe how do you do this, step by step, so that you don't just have to count on someday these things happening. Once you know how you do it, let's say motivation, you feel motivated sometimes. Well, I want you to find out, what do you do to get motivated? If I was gonna be you, and you're gonna teach me to be as motivated as you are, what would you have me do? Step one, step two, step three. What would I do with my body? What would I have to picture in my mind? How would I picture it? What would I say to myself? Guide me through it by creating a set of instructions or a recipe book for this thing called motivation. A recipe book for this emotion called seductive. See, if you've ever felt seductive, maybe you ought to find out what you did to get yourself to feel that way. That way tonight, when you get with the person you love most, hey, whammo, you pull out your recipe book and you go, hey, I got this seduction ritual. Let me try this out on you. Have some fun. That's what life's about. Turn the tape off now. Write in your success journal. 5 empowering emotions. How do you make them happen? Take some time, at least 5 minutes. Go for it. Welcome back. And I hope this really is a welcome back, because you better have turned this tape off and done this exercise. Otherwise, I will come find you! Okay, now, if I seem too obnoxious, I apologize. I'm just trying to have some fun. Back to our story. What are 5 emotions that you have on a regular basis that are really empowering? What were they? And question is, what did you learn? What did you find out by making this list again? Did you discover, for example, that there's a consistent set of gestures or motions or ways of looking at the world that all these emotions have in common? I don't know if you noticed that or not. You may have, you may not have. Did you happen to notice by any chance what the triggers were that created these positive emotions? In other words, what were some of the anchors in your environment that fired these off? If not, you might want to put some thought into that. Because one of the things I want you to begin to pay attention to and what we're going to work on tomorrow is how to create environmental stimuli. There's a nice big word for us. In other words, anchors, triggers in our environment that will automatically cause us to fire off these positive rituals. In other words, what are some things we can set up in our environment that'll make us feel good on an ongoing basis? We've been taught for years that Winston tastes good like A, and we say cigarette should, even though we know it's not true, and even though it's been off the air for 14 years, as we've already stated. We've already learned to trigger by certain expressions on people's faces, certain emotions in our body. Didn't your mother or father have a certain look they could give you that the minute you saw it, instantly, you'd have what we call a ritual change, where you would immediately fire off inside of yourself a set of pictures, feelings, and emotions that didn't feel so hot? So the bottom line is there are already anchors in our environment. And tomorrow, what we're going to focus on is how to create anchors. But for right now, I want you to discover what are firing off these rituals. So what we've done so far is this. One, we've identified the fact that our consistent emotions basically shape our character and destiny. Two, we've identified that these emotions that we have on a regular basis are not the result of happenstance, but are the result of specific actions we take on a regular basis. In other words, habits or rituals that we do over and over again in order to feel these emotions. In other words, you can't just all of a sudden get an emotion. You have to do something. And if you have that emotion a lot, you have to do that situation over and over again, and it has become a ritual. Three, we've identified what are five of the most limiting rituals you run on yourself. What are five of the things you do over and over again in order to create some of these negative emotions? And now that you know what they are, you can identify them. So if you start to get depressed, you go, oh, I'm running my depression ritual again. And then you can decide, do I want to be depressed? Or would I rather run a ritual called learning, or a ritual called excitement, or a way of running my brain, or a ritual that will create for me a sense of drive and motivation? You literally will have the choice to pick these out. And now you can literally identify it. See, a lot of people go, I am depressed. Well, that's pretty exciting. So I thought you were Tony Robbins. I thought your name was somebody else. But now you're telling me this is who you are? No, what you mean is right now I am running my depression ritual. There's a big difference, isn't there? See, if you start holding that you are depression or you are angry or you are something, that's your whole world. I hope you're a lot more than any singular emotion you might feel in a particular moment. We don't want to take emotions and turn them into our identity. Does that make sense? Because that's when you really begin to destroy your own self-image and disempower you. It's the quickest way to destroy your ability to use personal power, is to identify yourself with a set of limiting emotions. And that's what a lot of people do. I am a failure. One of the biggest gross generalizations we can make. What you might say is, my present rituals are not giving me the results I want. Or I'm running a ritual on myself right now that makes me feel bad, and I call that feeling bad failure. See, change that process. And that's what we've done step three. Fourth thing we've done on this tape is have you identify what are your positive rituals? What are the positive emotions you experience on a regular basis, and how do you do that? So that now you can do what I've already alluded to. At any moment in time, if you want to feel absolutely loved, all you have to do is fire off those certain actions. Sit a certain way, breathe a certain way, make the pictures in your head, talk to yourself a certain way, whatever it is you do that causes you to feel loved.